there. Welcome to our podcast. We're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it this morning, and Tony does it every Monday, it's things that suck worse than Monday.
I believe you'll agree. These five right here. Underwear made out of ceiling insulation. Definitely worse than
Monday.
Makes
you itch just thinking about it.
Yeah. Number four, home insulation made from used underwear.
Mmm, that smell.
Nice home you got here. Yeah. Number three, your lips getting caught in a bicycle chain sprocket.
Be worse.
Number two, worse than Monday, Bill Cosby making cereal called Chloroformios.
The nighttime cereal.
Number one on my list, trying to do stand-up comedy at graveside services. Would be worse than Monday.
Had another Tony Tales for you this morning.
Hope you like it.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, an evil scientist invented a make-people-mean laser, and then he shot Ronald McDonald with it. All of a sudden, Ronald McDonald changed from a nutritious spokesperson clown into a giant fire-breathing dragon with a red squeaky nose. Ronald McDragon started destroying the city and breathing fire all over the Wendy's and the Hardee's and the animal shelters. Kittens and puppies were little screaming tiki torches, yelling in pain. People were begging him to stop. Even Burger King grabbed a megaphone and tried to rationalize with him.
"Ronald, it's me, bro,"
said Burger King.
"I know we've been processed food competitors for a long time, but I always liked you, Ronald. You're a lot cooler than Bozo. Everybody hated Bozo. And Cookie was stupid too, Ronald. They were nothing like you,"
said Burger King. And then Burger King pulled out a 50 caliber Desert Eagle.
"Don't make me blow a hole in you, Ronald McDonald,"
cried Burger King.
"Think of your clown wife and them clown babies, Ronald."
But a warehouse buzzer sounded. It startling Burger King, he accidentally shot Ronald McDragon. As he laid there, turning back into a clownish person, he asked Burger King to look after his wife and family and feed his fish Oscar.
"I'm sorry, bro," said Burger King. "You had it coming, plus you lunged at me, Ronald. I wished I'd have tasered you, but all I had was this 50 caliber Desert Eagle. I know that hurt. God, that had to hurt, man. I'm sorry about that,"
said Burger King.
"I'll never be anything more than a friend to your wife, I promise. And I'll be good to them clown kids, and I'll buy them oversized shoes at the start of every school year, I promise."
The end.
Here's today's word of the day.
Sound smarter.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Swab's intolerant is what you call someone who eats their Q-tips, but their bodies have trouble digesting them. Swab's intolerant.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
"I love you, sugar. You're my sweet, sweet thing. You're my emotional aspartame."
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
real good.
I guess my favorite part of this whole story is this girl's not even old enough to drive yet. And she's already figuring stuff out. She's 14 years old.
This is proof young Einsteins ain't just a movie.
Elena Gassler is her name. She's from West Grove, Pennsylvania. And she came up with this cool invention that basically eliminates the blind spots in a car.
Cool.
And she called these things A-pillars. I guess because her name's Elena.
Oh,
A-pillars. Okay. I guess.
I do the same thing.
She put a tiny camera on the passenger side of the car right next to the windshield. Then she linked it to a projector installed inside the car that projects live video onto the blind spot. So it just goes away.
This kid's 14 years old.
Yeah.
Y'all.
There's a video that shows how it works. And I mean, it looks cool. And the footage plays in real time. So it's almost like you're looking through the car to see what's outside. Basically making the car invisible. And she got it. She reason she started this was to eliminate car crashes, but they entered it into the Broadcom Masters, which is basically the Super Bowl of science fairs for super smart kids.
See, young Einstein's is real, y'all.
And she made $25,000 on the grand prize.
Hey, how cool is that? To her, she's a genius.
Car companies are looking to put it in their cars, and it could be soon. Elena says she was just trying to figure out a way to prevent so many car crashes, and she was shocked to actually win the competition. It's a great idea, Elena. You're probably saving some lives. Elena Gassler, you are
real good.
Okay, that wraps up the podcast today. Thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.